Well, the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association had some after-the-season announcements for boys and girls basketball players and coaches. Among those players who were named to be a part of the IBCA All-Star Games coming up Saturday at Dallas Center Grimes High School, the Southwest boys team will include Garrett Franken of Atlantic, the senior who helped to lead his team to the state tournament this year in Class 3A. He'll be joined on the Southwest boys team by Colby Malinsky of Carroll and Matt Dentlinger of Kemper Catholic. Alan Jenkins of Atlantic will be one of the coaches of the Southwest boys team. On the girls' side, the Southwest team will include Micaiah O'Neill of Shenandoah and Julia Fleece of Glidden-Ralston. Also, the IBCA announced its sub-state. It's all sub-state players for this year. Among the players in Class 4A Sub-State 1, Chad Moran and Kyle Arrington of Lewis Central were named. Also in Class 3A Sub-State 8, Garrett Franken of Atlantic, along with Nate Moore and Andrew Bloom of Glenwood, Caleb Rasmussen of Harlan, and Kylan Smallwood of Creston were named to the squad. In Class 2A Sub-State 7, among those all sub-state players, Isaiah Humphrey of Underwood, R.J. Harris of AHSTW, Stephen Martin of Shenandoah, Dylan Fauble of Trainer. Class 2A Sub-State 8 players included Kemper Catholic's Matt Dentlinger and Parker Bating, along with John Brandt and Ben Wegner, both of IKM Manning. Class 1A Sub-State 7 players, Drake Johnson of Stanton, Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills, Spencer Lamb of Nottoway Valley, Caleb Anderson of Lennox, and Brennan Seifert of Bedford. Class 1A Sub-State 8 players included Joe Weber of Boyer Valley, Thomas Hensley from Cam, Drew Buckholt of Exira EHK, Derek Shirky of Arweva, Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Baird, and Tyler Blaha of St. Albert. Now, the all-region girls teams were announced as well by the IBCA. Among those selections in Class 4A Region 1, Megan Holt and Megan Whitty of Lewis Central were named. 4A Region 2, Alex Moore of Denison, Harlan's Allison Bruck was a 4A Region 8 player. Also in Region 2 and Class 3A, Shenandoah's Logan Hughes and Logan Ehlers, along with Creston's Cammy Rutherford and Sierra Athan of Red Oak were named. Class 3A Region 3, Kemper Catholic's Amy Adams was an all-region player. In 2A Region 3, Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia, Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Josie Clark of Nottoway Valley, and Paige McElfish of Nottoway Valley were Region 3 players. Region 4 selections in Class 2A included Madeline Deichler and Connor Sudman, both of Trainer, Kaylin Wedingill of St. Albert. In Class 1A Region 1, Sophia Peppers, Maggie Rasmussen, and Mara Burmeister, who helped lead their Exira EHK team to the semifinal round of the state tournament, were named all-region players, along with Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon. In Region 8 in 1A, Madison Gettler and Felicity Jackson, both of CAM, were all-region, along with Julia Fleece, Holly Handlos, Madison Whitver, and Samantha Brown of Glidden-Ralston, and Tina Lair Van Meter of Coon Rapids Baird also was an all-region selection. Also, among the coaches, a couple of coaches from the Hawkeye 10 Conference were honored. Atlantic's Alan Jenkins was the coach of the year in Sub-State 8 in Class 3A, while Sean Minahan of Kemper Catholic was the Sub-State 8 Class 2A coach of the year by the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association. Let's move on to college basketball now. Vlad Brodzianski scored 20 points. Kenrick Williams had his first triple-double in TCU history, and the Horned Frogs rolled over Richmond 86-68 to win their bracket of the NIT and advanced to the Final Four of that tournament for the first time. Williams had 11 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists for TCU, which was seeded fourth and knocked out top-seeded Iowa in the second round. Also, Ben Lammers had 20 points, a 9 of 11 shooting, and added 8 block shots, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. So that helped lead Georgia Tech to the Final Four of the NIT, picking up a 74-66 win over Mississippi last night. NIT third-round play continues tonight. Cal State Bakersfield facing Texas Arlington. Illinois will play Central Florida. Also in college men's basketball tournament play at the CIT in the second round, Idaho plays Texas State tonight. In the CBI third round, Illinois-Chicago faces Coastal Carolina. Utah Valley will play Wyoming. A couple of Iowa State basketball notes sent out by the university yesterday. Iowa State senior Deontay Burton will be attending the 2017 Portsmouth Invitational next month in Virginia. That Portsmouth Invitational features 64 of the best college basketball seniors in a 4-day, 12-game tournament. Burton was a third-team All-Big 12 selection this year, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game, leading the team in steals and block shots. He helped lead Iowa State to a Big 12 tournament championship in this season. Also, Iowa State sophomore forward Simeon Carter is transferring from the men's basketball program. ISU head coach Steve Prohm said yesterday that the Charlotte, North Carolina native will be leaving the program. Prohm said he met with Simeon following the season, and he informed me of his desire to transfer. In that release by Iowa State Athletics, Prohm said he wishes him the best and will assist him any way he can in looking for a new school. Carter scored 6 points in six games for the Cyclones this season. Also in college men's basketball news, Rice coach Mike Rhodes is returning to VCU to become the Rams head coach. The 44-year-old Rhodes spent 5 years as an assistant to Shaka Smart from 2009 to 2014. He replaces Will Wade, who resigned Monday night to take the same position at LSU. Texas A&M freshman standout Robert Williams says he's returning for another season in college. The 6'9" Williams, projected by many to be a lottery pick in the NBA June draft, averaged 12 points and 8 rebounds a game this season for the Aggies. In women's college hoops news, Notre Dame junior forward Brianna Turner will miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. That's a major blow to the NCAA tournament hopes of the top-seeded Fighting Irish. Notre Dame announced Tuesday that Turner tore the ACL in her left knee Sunday night during a second-round win over Purdue. She leads the team this season with 15 points and 7 rebounds a game, also has 86 blocked shots. That's sixth best for a single season in Notre Dame history. Notre Dame faces Ohio State Friday night in the Sweet 16 in Lexington, Kentucky. After starting 14 games at quarterback the past 2 years for Iowa State, Joel Lanning is now the Cyclones' starting middle linebacker. ISU linebacker coach Tyson Veit says Lanning is at the top of the depth chart heading into this weekend's scrimmage. Lanning passed for more than 2,500 yards and rushed for nearly 550 yards the past two seasons.
He's a natural leader, so obviously this is a position where he has to continue to be a great leader for us. He's doing a really good job of all the things he needs to do. He's a really good football player, regardless of whether he's on the offensive side or the defensive side, so that certainly helps him a lot.
Lanning is still working a little at quarterback, but Veit says he would not be surprised if he's the starter at linebacker for the season opener.
I don't know what the plans are maybe on the offensive side, but we're told he's a linebacker, and Coach Campbell's committed to playing him at linebacker, and that's what he's going to play.
Lanning says he was approached about the move 2 weeks before spring drills and says he likes the challenge.
In my career, I've had like 3 coordinators, 2 head coaches, and, you know, so I've ran through playbooks plenty of times. So, I mean, just going to the other side of the ball is not going to be any different from learning a new thing or new offense. But, I mean, nothing crazy, but no, I'm not really surprised. You know, I'm athletic enough to do it.
Lanning says he feels more comfortable as he gains some experience.
That first day, you know, going out there trying to figure out, see if I can tackle or not, because I haven't done it since 8th grade. But, I mean, the few times we've scrimmaged, you know, I've made a few tackles, so I feel confident with what I'm doing.
Well, you get action at that spot this weekend in the Cyclones scrimmage. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.